Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Welcome back to the Happiness Hangout, the podcast that helps you unlock your potential, shift your mindset, and start living your dream life one step at a time. I'm your host, Katie, life coach, NLP practitioner, and your go-to for all things self-growth. Thanks for hanging out, and let's get started. I am so glad that you're listening to today's episode because this month, or whenever you're listening to it, we are becoming the luckiest versions of ourselves. This was such a huge concept for me to really understand and to discover because so many people think that luck is some random occurrence. And we look at someone and we're like, oh, they're just lucky. That's why it is working for them. But there is so much research that suggests that we can actively create our own luck. And today I'm going to get into how you can create your own luck. And the first step is to reframe what luck is. Luck is about stacking the odds in your favor. It is about putting yourself in positions to receive and taking consistent effort. And so instead of believing that luck is just something that randomly happens to you, understand that it is something that you can actively cultivate. And of course, pure chance exists, but a lot of lucky events that happen are really just the result of specific attitudes and behaviors. And an analogy I really loved is seeing luck like fishing. So if you are at home on your couch, not doing anything, you're probably not going to be catching, not probably, you're definitely not going to be catching any fish. But if you are outside on a boat with a fishing rod by the water, like where there are fish, you are more likely to catch fish. And so it is really about putting yourself in those positions for you to be lucky. And I think looking into luck, expanding my knowledge on it and how I can increase it has just been so huge for me because it has reminded me that there is so much that goes into being lucky and we are so capable of just creating luck for ourselves. And so the next part of this is realizing that mindset is the foundation and you have to cultivate a lucky mindset in order to be lucky. So this is about believing that you are lucky because people who think that they are lucky tend to notice more opportunities. And I've talked a lot about this, but it is our reticular activating system in our brain, which filters information based on what you focus on. So if you believe that you are lucky, you are going to be noticing more opportunities for you to be lucky. Think about it. Like when you decide you want a specific car, suddenly you start seeing that car everywhere. And that is not magic. That's your brain tuning in. And so the same thing happens with opportunities when you believe they are there. What you believe you are going to see is what you are going to see. What you are looking for is what you are going to find. And it is also about embracing a growth mindset and seeing challenges as opportunities to grow instead of saying, ugh, like I have bad luck. Reframe that as redirection or feedback or you just learning and being like, this challenge has been put into my life as an opportunity for me to grow. The next part of this is saying yes more often and putting yourself out there more. And now this is not about saying yes to literally everything that comes your way, but it is about being open to stepping outside of your usual routine. And so a big goal for me recently has been to meet new people and just put myself out there more. And so I've been saying yes to things that maybe I wouldn't have a year ago. And as a result, I have met so many amazing people, have had new opportunities come my way. And it is all because I've just been putting myself in those positions for me to be quote unquote lucky or for me to get the things that I want. And so if I had just been staying in the exact same places I was, not putting myself into those places, not saying yes to these things, like I would not be getting the things that I want. And so people who make their own luck are more open to new experiences, connections, and risks. And even if it's not a direct path to what we want by going for that thing, each yes leads to a new room of possibility. And you truly, truly, truly don't know how, even when it doesn't directly lead to what you want, it can still be adding up for you and leading you on the path to what you want to go for. And so try new things, start conversations, attend events, and you can start with low stake things like maybe it is just starting a conversation with someone in the elevator or complimenting them or attending a virtual networking event. Like I think about conversations, like random conversations that I have started in elevators, like just complimenting someone or saying something to someone in line at the coffee shop and having that be such like an effect for other things and like other things happening because of that one little thing that I did. And so it is really about putting yourself in those positions to be lucky, because you never know what will happen if you take that little action, but you do know what will happen if you don't, which is nothing. So you really need to be putting yourself in the position to receive and really getting those things. Again, like the fishing example, like put yourself in the position to catch the fish, to be lucky, to get what you want. The fourth step is prepare for the opportunity before it comes. It's like the quote, luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. So this means that you are showing up for yourself. It means growing. It means developing your skills. It means just becoming the absolute version of yourself, because of course, things aren't just going to be happening all the time. But if we are ready and prepared and being like, oh, ready for that moment to come, when it does come, we're going to be like, oh yeah, I know exactly how to deal with this. I know that I am prepared for this. I know that I'm good enough for this. I know that I'm ready for this to come in. The fifth step is to listen to your intuition more and listen to your gut. And something that really helps with this is just being present and practicing mindfulness and connecting with yourself more. And so for me, meditation has been super helpful to understanding what I desire more, what my gut is saying, what are little nudges that are happening, or also like journaling, like morning pages. So in the artist way, this is just writing down 3 pages every single morning. And there's so much insight that comes out of you just journaling and writing down and listening to yourself. And of course, intuition sometimes can feel a little fuzzy. Those gut feelings, those little nudges, like you don't know if this is anxiety, if this is telling you something to do, if like what those are. But when you really just tune into it a little bit more and listen to those gut feelings and listen to those nudges, I've learned that often those are your internal guidance system pointing you towards unexpected opportunities and allowing things to come for you. So maybe it is about sending a text. Maybe it is about trying something new, going somewhere new. For me, I just had this little nudge of sending this email about an opportunity to someone for so long, and I was like putting it off. I was like, no, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna do that. And eventually I did it, and it ended up just coming with this new outcome and opening up like a whole new door. And so those nudges are really put in your heart for a reason. Those little things that you're like hearing, maybe I should do, like you should really just trust that and go for it. And again, while it might not directly be what gets you to the direct result that you want, it really could be putting you on the right path and adding up for you. And you truly have no idea how it is adding up for you. The sixth part is just staying consistent, because luck often looks like just consistency over time. It is very easy to look at the person next to you and be like, wow, they are just so lucky. They got everything they wanted because they are lucky. When in reality, there were so many actions and so much consistency that went into them getting there. So for example, you can look at someone who is successful on social media and call them lucky, but you have no idea what all the steps they took to get there were, all the years that they put in there, all the actions that they took, all the efforts that they put on there that makes it look like luck. And so while you might not directly get the results, it is really about staying consistent and trusting that, you know what, like things will pay off and things will happen eventually. And the seventh step is practicing gratitude, because gratitude shifts your focus to the positive, which will make it even more likely for you to notice further good things. And it also just feels so good to practice gratitude. It is an elevated emotion, and our elevated emotions are magnetic. Like what we feel allows even more of that to come in. And so a really great practice that I love is just every single morning starting it off with writing down 3 to 5 things that you are grateful for, because it also just allows you again to see more good in your life. And then again, I want to emphasize the importance of just staying in the magic of the things that are adding up for you, because you truly have no idea how much is adding up for you, even in those little actions that you are taking, even in those little steps that are happening. And while you might not see it right away, and I know that can be discouraging, really just trust that it is all adding up for you. And now before we wrap up, it is also crucial to remember that even with this empowering idea of creating your own luck, there are a few key things to keep in mind to just really ensure that you are approaching it in a healthy and effective way. And the first step is just realizing that this is not about desperation. This is just about you putting yourself in new situations, trying out new things. And all this is just really allowing you to grow. And so when you are going for these things, when you're putting yourself out there, just be like, you know what, this is an opportunity for me to grow and for me to become the absolute best version of myself. And the next part of this too is to not forget about the present moment. Creating your own luck should enhance your life, not detract from it. And I think that a lot of the times when we are looking for opportunities and when we are just so focused on the outcome, we forget all of the beauty in the moment, all of the magic in the moment, and just forget that life is really about living more intentionally and then being open to opportunities as you move through life. So this is about being present in the moment, taking it all in, and just being open as you go through life. And then lastly, it's also just staying authentic and true to yourself and to your values, and realizing that your authenticity is also a magnet for all that you desire, and creating your own luck is truly just about you tapping in to yourself even further to create what you desire, and realizing that, you know what, like, who I am is a lucky person because I'm deciding that I'm a lucky person, but also my authenticity is a magnet for all that I desire. And the more that I tap into myself, the more that I listen to those nudges, the more that I am myself, the more that I allow to come in. And just really remember that you have the power to create your own luck, and this is the perfect time to decide to shift things for yourself. And a great way to start with this, and an action I want to leave you with, is to just identify one new opportunity to say yes to this week and allow it to guide you. I am sending you so much love and light. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a 5-star review, as it really helps us grow the pod and continue making these episodes. And we will chat in the next episode.